Let us now jump into some sports. I guess we can't get away from this, really. It's the big story in sports right now. It's the thing that everything's flaming up about. NBA banned racist LA Clippers owner Donald Sterling for life. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says Sterling is barred from attending any league activity, including games, and he's urging the owners to vote to force Sterling to sell his team. Let's see here. He says, effective immediately, I'm banning Mr. Sterling for life for any association with the Clippers organization or the NBA. Mr. Sterling may not attend any NBA games or practices, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. He says he's personally urging the owners to, quote, exercise their authority to force a sale of the team. He says, and I'll do anything in my power to ensure that happens. All right, so the monetary fine. Yep, I go along with that. Banning him for life from the NBA. Sure, that's a short-term punishment. I mean, actually, if you look at his age. Forcing him to sell the team, however, I don't go along with that.
You see,
I don't go along with that.
I disagree with you 360, because I think saying that, look, you're no longer an acceptable business partner.
Right.
I think that's legitimate for the other owners to decide. And
I understand
walk away with a lot of money.
I completely understand why they're doing it, and I agree with why they're doing it, but being a brass-knuckle capitalist, I do not agree with them forcing him to sell an investment at a potential loss. Unless
there will be no loss. He will be making a huge profit.
Okay. All right. Well, then that softens it some, but I do not believe that he should be forced to sell.
You know what? The guys who bought the Milwaukee Bucks earlier in the month must be kicking themselves, because it's not every day that an NBA team comes on the market. you have limited buying opportunities if you want to get into the league. And they got the worst team in the league that they're now going to put their money into and try and turn around.
Mm-hmm.
But a team that's in the number two television market in the nation is about to go on the block. It's going to cost more money than the Bucks. Yeah. But it would be a more promising investment when you look at the Clippers already have an arena with lots of luxury seating in it, and they already have more media rights.
I'm not sure what control they have over that arena. They share the arena with the Lakers, and I think the Lakers control a lot of the revenue that comes out of that arena. So I'm not sure. But the Clippers are going to be worth they're going to be worth a lot of money, a lot more than the numbers that were being bandied about yesterday.
Right. And I think the rest of the punishment is for show. You find a multimillionaire, $2 million, yeah,
big deal.
Sure. Oh, he can't attend the games?
Big deal.
If he's not the owner anymore, he's not going to be sneaking into the cheap seats at the games. This is a CNBC and want to be right behind the bench with a cute girlfriend
on
your arm.
And I'm not kidding. At his age, a lifetime ban, big deal. I mean, it's so what? However, the sale is not a slam dunk. You heard what Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban said, right? He says, what Donald said was wrong. It was abhorrent. There's no place for racism in the NBA, and I don't want to be associated with people who have that position. But there's a very, very, very slippery slope. If it's about racism and we're ready to kick people out of the league, okay. Then what about homophobia? What about somebody who doesn't like a particular religion? What about somebody who's anti-Semitic? What about a xenophobe? You have to be very, very careful when you start making blanket statements about what people say and think privately, as opposed to what they do publicly. Cuban's got a point. This may be the only Cuban that Sterling likes.
That is the NBA's problem. Look, this guy...
Thank you.
He's a slumlord. That's his other business. That's how he made his money before getting into the NBA.
Well, that's a big surprise,
He owns apartments in major cities in California. He was sued in a housing discrimination lawsuit.
Didn't want to rent to people of color.
He told his building managers, you may rent to Korean families because they're clean. You may not rent to Hispanics and blacks because they're dirty and bring vermin into the buildings.
But he didn't lose the case. That's what kills me, is he didn't lose. He paid a fine.
Wow.
He paid a fine but didn't admit any guilt.
Right. He settled that case because he knew he was going to get rung up for big bucks. But that's public record. That's known. And the other NBA owners let him into the club by letting him buy into the team.
But because his cash is the only color that they look at. Green.
And I don't think anybody is going to say with any certainty that that the group of owners, whether it be in the NBA, the NHL, the NFL, or Major League Baseball, that you would go through that group of owners and find owners that have similar views that just have not been made public. Whether it be about people of color,
help me to understand. Are you saying there are no more racists?
No, I'm saying there are several that we just don't know about.
I'm going to go along with that. There's probably several more.
If you were to put all the owners under oath or give them the truth serum, they have to be honest with you.
Yeah.
How many of you have said something about race that, if caught on tape, would not put you in exactly the same situation?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of hands would go up.
But, I mean, this situation was untenable, and there was no other way for Adam Silver to handle this than to do what he did yesterday. I mean, they could not go forward. The team was going to be hemorrhaging money. The sponsors were running away in droves. The fans were going to stay away. And the Players Association was ready to boycott games. The players were ready to walk in the middle of the playoffs here.
Mm-hmm.
So it was going to be such a mess that this was the only way that Silver could respond to this and have it try to get cleaned up.
So he'll fight it, of course, if he was able to fight or settle the issue. Those comments about tenants, he'll fight this.
I'm not convinced of that. I think there may be some owners who might be friends with him that are going to go to him privately and say look,
just take the deal and go
away. You're going to make $1 billion on this deal.
Go away.
Yeah, just take it and go live on an island somewhere, live out the rest of your days.
All right, so how are the Brewers doing? We doing okay?
How are the Brewers doing, he asks. He doesn't pay attention to the sports. He doesn't watch the games.
I'm a very busy man. I had a lot of things I had to get
done
yesterday.
They are 11-1 on the road. They have the best record in baseball, and they have beaten the Cardinals two straight nights in extra innings. What's not to like?
Two nights ago, I got sucked into the Brewers game and stayed up till the end of it. It ended like at 11:45. That's way too late for me to be up.
You don't want me to stay up that late.
Last night, with the game tied 4-4, I said, I'm going to sleep. I can't get into this again. And woke up this morning, and hey, they won again.
Good.
And they did it. They did it with a lineup so bereft of power that they had Scooter Gennett batting third with all of the injuries that they are facing this week.
I'm telling you, you know how superstitious ballplayers are?
Uh-huh.
If you don't want me to start watching, because the minute I start getting into it, I'm going to start watching.
You're out now.
They're going into a slump. I'm telling you right now, you don't want me doing it.
You don't want to watch anyway.
And the Brewers kind of didn't play well if you stayed up to watch the 11th inning. They send Lyle Overbay up, and his job is to bunt the runner at second over to third base. That's what they're asking him to do.
Yeah.
And he's not the kind of guy. He's a slugger. He's supposed to hit the ball.
Bunting is not really
part of his game.
Fouled off two bunt attempts.
And the first bunt looks terrible. Mm-hmm. I mean, like he struggled and fouled the ball off. Mm-hmm. And then the next one, again, you could tell. We're asking him to do something he never does.
And
fouled that one off.
Pretty much lost the element of surprise there.
And then if you bunt with two strikes and you foul it off, you're out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't know that because you're not a baseball guy. So they said,
stupid sports question of the day.
With two strikes, what the heck? Go ahead, swing at the ball. And he swings at the ball and gets a hit, which turns out to be the game-winning.
Nice.
Sometimes you'd rather be lucky than good.
That's the story of my career.
There's talk that Sterling may fight this, which makes the Clippers very nervous because they're losing all of their sponsors. The companies from State Farm, Virgin America, Red Bull, all pulling their sponsorships. And as a result, the Clippers are having to take on new sponsors that don't care if Donald Sterling sticks around or not. And take a look at some of these companies. First, there's the really White Castle. Then there's Crest Whites Only Strips. They do work. I gotta say, they do work. Forever 1821. That's a new sponsor. And finally, KKK Mart. And it's just like those are the people sticking around. And you go, why would you stick around?
The News, Talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.